Historic preservationists begged President Donald Trump in October not to rapidly demolish the White House's East Wing annex for his ballroom project, urging him to wait for federal review panels and allow the public to weigh in. Now a group charged by Congress with helping to preserve historic buildings is asking a judge to block construction until those reviews occur, arguing that the ongoing project is illegal and unconstitutional. The lawsuit from the non-profit National Trust for Historic Preservation, which was filed Friday in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, represents the first major legal challenge to Trump's planned 90,000 square foot addition and is poised to test the limits of his power. The organization argues that the administration failed to undergo legally required reviews or receive congressional authorization for the project, which Trump has rushed to launch in hopes of completing it before his term ends in 2029. No president is legally allowed to tear down portions of the White House without any review whatsoever. Not President Trump, not President Joe Biden, and not anyone else, the complaint says. The administration in October rapidly demolished the East Wing to make way for the ballroom over the objections of the National Trust and other historic preservationists who urged the White House to pause its demolition, submit its plans to the National Capital Planning Commission and seek public comment. Construction equipment is operated at night at the White House on Tuesday. Copyright Peter W. Stevenson / The Washington Post officials responded by saying they would work with the commission, a board that oversees federal building projects and is now led by Trump allies, at the appropriate time. It has yet to do so, even as regular work continues on the former East Wing site. The White House did not immediately respond Friday morning to questions about the lawsuit. The administration has maintained that Trump has authority over White House grounds, and is working to improve them at no cost to taxpayers, dismissing critics as unhinged leftists who seized on the imagery of bulldozers tearing down what has been called the People's House, as a metaphor for the opening year of his term. The lawsuit is our last resort, Carol Quillen, National Trust CEO, said in an interview. We serve the people, and the people are not being served in this process. The National Trust is seeking a temporary restraining order on construction as the court reviews its claims, its lawyers said. One of those lawyers is Greg Craig, a Foley Hobe lawyer who previously served as White House counsel to President Barack Obama, and who is working pro bono on the case. Craig also served as President Bill Clinton's lawyer during Republicans' efforts to impeach Clinton in the late 1990s. Trump has made the ballroom a focus and frequent talking point in the opening year of his second term, and administration officials have acknowledged that he is involved to the point of micromanagement. In a very short period of time, like about a year and a half, you're going to have the best ballroom anywhere in the country, Trump told lawmakers at the White House on Thursday night. President Donald Trump speaks at the Congressional Ball on Thursday at the White House. Copyright Demetrius Freeman, The Washington Post. The president has also maintained that he is not bound by typical building restrictions or the need to seek construction approvals, citing conversations with advisors and experts. They said, "Sir, this is the White House. You're the president of the United States. You can do anything you want," Trump said at an October dinner to celebrate the ballroom's donors. Several polls have shown that the ballroom project is broadly unpopular, and Democrats have consistently attacked it, eager to contrast the president's focus on a luxurious ballroom against many Americans' concerns about affordability. Some conservatives have also questioned Trump's plans and pace, asking why the administration did not undergo a formal review process before tearing down part of the symbolic seat of government. The president and his original hand-picked architect battled over Trump's desire to expand the ballroom's size before Trump replaced him. The Washington Post previously reported the $300 million project is being funded by wealthy individuals and large companies that have contracts with the federal government, including Amazon, Lockheed Martin and Palantir Technologies. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos owns the Post. The administration has released a partial list of contributors, but granted some anonymity, eliciting concerns from Democratic lawmakers and others, some of which are reflected in the complaint. The National Trust, for example, alleges that the Trump administration violated the Constitution's property clause, which authorizes Congress to oversee property on federal land. The National Trust's lawsuit names Trump and other administration officials, including at the National Park Service and the General Services Administration, as defendants. The National Trust argues that the ballroom plans are legally required to be reviewed by the NCPC and the Commission on Fine Arts, another federal panel, which is without members after Trump fired them in October. The organization also contends that the White House has failed to fulfill its obligations under the National Environmental Policy Act to conduct and publish an assessment of the environmental impact of tearing down the East Wing and disposing of the debris, particularly given concerns about environmental contamination. White House officials have previously dismissed criticism from the National Trust, arguing that its leaders are loser Democrats and liberal donors who oppose Trump on political grounds. The National Trust has a decades-long association with Trump. In 1995, he donated easements to the organization that made his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida the historic property in exchange for tax breaks. National Trust officials have said they subsequently worked with the Trump organization on collaborative construction projects at the resort, including its ballroom. The White House also has defended the project by drawing a distinction between construction on the White House grounds, which administration officials say is covered by federal review panels, and demolition and site prep, which they maintain is not. However, the National Trust says that this is a distinction without a difference. Recent photos have shown that heavy construction machinery and teams of people are working regularly on the site, and Trump has said that pile drivers are operating all day or night. The group's lawsuit also cites the White House's own public timeline for the project, which includes a section that says construction commences and that it kicked off in September 2025. Quillen said she did not have a hard objection to a White House ballroom, so long as its size, materials and design were consistent with the White House and did not overshadow the main building. It is the National Trust's job, she said, to preserve American history, particularly at the White House, given the building's iconic status and central role. She noted that the organization has also brought legal challenges to past administrations' construction projects, following the process and enabling public input often results in a better project outcome, Quillen said.